In China, they've got the so-called Great Firewall. It's a combination of policy, people, and technologies that severely limit what people in China can see or say on the internet. Now, Russia appears to be moving in a similar direction to create what some people are calling an internet iron curtain. Reporter Charles Maines has been following this from Moscow. So we're hearing that Russia plans to take some pretty drastic steps when it comes to the internet, like cutting itself off from it entirely. Is that for real? What's happening?
Well, first of all, you have to keep in mind, Marco, that in recent years, really since 2011, Russia's passed a slew of internet laws, which critics say are repressive in nature. And now we have this new law. This is introduced into the Russian parliament, known as the Duma this week, and it's passed so far just one of three readings. But it's designed to defend Russia's internet sovereignty. And essentially, the law calls for a kill switch to the internet, something the authorities have been discussing for some time here behind the scenes. But essentially, the big test is scheduled for sometime before April 1st. The idea is to cut Russia's internet completely off from the external World Wide Web and see how it goes.
And so what's the rationale behind this law, behind the whole move?
Well, lawmakers will say this is a reaction to the United States primarily. This is about the NSA and their doctrine on offensive cyber warfare. They say that Russia needs to protect itself from the U.S., allowing users to continue using an internal Russian internet, but safe from these attacks by the NSA. Now, surprise, critics of this bill aren't convinced. Case in point, I want to introduce you to Leonid Volkov. He's the founder of the Internet Protection Society in Russia. And get your beep gun ready.
Okay.
The first version of the story that, like, NSA would cut us off the internet was so stupid, it's complete bullshit.
I should probably mention that Volkov is also a member of the opposition, so criticizing the authorities is something that comes quite naturally to him.
I mean, the NSA said in a report, along with the FBI and CIA, that Russia tried to interfere with U.S. elections. Is this some kind of retaliation?
Well, that's part of the context of this. Keep in mind that Russia has always denied interfering in these cyber intrusions in the U.S. elections, for example. But they are certainly aware of what they see as anti-Russian hysteria coming out of Washington, coming out of the U.S. in the form of sanctions. And they are concerned about any kind of offensive attack against Russia's critical infrastructure online by the NSA at this point.
So earlier I framed this as kind of Russia's version of China's so-called Great Firewall. Is that the case? And how feasible would that even be to kind of duplicate what China's done?
Well, if it works, yes. The question is, will it work? Efforts to control the internet in countries like China, you know, they benefit from a limited number of internet choke points. The fewer essentially incoming cables there are, the easier the web is to control. But Russia, you know, they've had a thriving internet industry for years now, and so they have over 900 choke points. So how effectively, is the question, can authorities put blockers in place? You know, and their track record of outmaneuvering the tech industry isn't great either. Consider efforts to block the Telegram messaging app. This happened last year. I think, remember, we talked about this.
Yeah.
And it just failed completely. I mean, Telegram still works today. I have it on my phone.
It sounds like if the test goes through and this becomes kind of a standard thing in Russia, it could be potentially disruptive for many Russians. How are they reacting?
Well, unsurprisingly, it's pretty mixed. Certainly, there are those who buy the argument that Russia should protect itself. But on social media, most attitudes are negative towards this law. Take Anton Mukhin. He's a columnist for the Petersburg Delavoye Daily. It's an online newspaper out of St. Petersburg.
И это катастрофично для страны. Катастрофично именно в том самом смысле, которого боится Кремль. То есть это.
So he says that cutting off Russia's internet from the rest of the world would be catastrophic. I mean, they risk losing out and falling behind in the tech industry. And he says that this law that claims to want to protect Russia's digital sovereignty actually just weakens it in that way.
Have you heard any concern that this law is really about control over what people see?
No, absolutely. The opposition figures will say this is about monitoring them and controlling their access to their supporters. Take, for example, Alexei Navalny. This is the opposition leader here in Russia. His whole campaign, his outreach to supporters is fueled by the internet. He's completely banned from television. This guy, Leonid Volkov, that we heard from earlier, you know, he did point out, however, that these laws, which they're fundamentally against, in a way, they're so ham-fisted that they make the job of the opposition easier. Because in trying to control the internet, the Kremlin essentially alienates younger Russians. It drives them away and to the opposition.
Given what we know about Russia and Putin, should any of this surprise us?
Well, I think there's a moment, essentially, when you look back to the 2011 protest movement here in Moscow and across Russia, but primarily here in Moscow. you know, the internet was the organizing platform for everything. And that was the moment that Russia really, the Russian authorities really woke up to the idea of the internet as being something dangerous to the authorities. And they became very interested in social media, in Facebook and other platforms as a way to organize. And it's from there that we see these crackdown with new laws introduced to control the internet. And it's also where we see the birth of real online trolling.
The world's Charles Maines in Moscow.